My keys.
I haven't touched your keys.
You must have, because every night, like clockwork, I put them on top of the dresser and they ain't there now.
Maybe they're in your pocket.
Look, to get in my pocket, they gotta start out on the dresser. Since they ain't on the dresser, they ain't in my pocket.
Did you leave them in the door?
Are you crazy? I'm gonna leave the keys to ball cleaning stores hanging out there in the hall. In New York City. Come on, Weezy, nobody's that stupid.
Did you find them?
No. Maybe they'll show up at work. Where's Lionel? How come he ain't eating with us?
I let him sleep longer today. He must have come home real late last night. I didn't even hear him.
Uh-huh.
He's been going to a lot of expensive places lately.
That's nice.
I'm really worried about him.
That's nice.
I'm going to elope with President Ford.
That's nice.
Will you listen to me? Lionel is living it up like he was Diamond Jim Jefferson.
So what? We can afford it. I'm glad somebody around here besides me is finally learning to enjoy the money.
Is that all you care about, money?
No, I care about other things. How come you broke both yokes this morning?
I'm talking about our son. He's been going out every night of the week.
I don't understand you, Louise. What do you want our son to get out of life? A good time or a bad time?
A good time, of course.
Well, that's what he's having, so what are you complaining about?
But too much good time could lead to a bad time. Now, you know he's never carried on like this before.
That's because we never had money before. So now just go wake him up. He's going to be late for school. He's worrying about nothing, Louise.
Well, I hope you're right.
Jungle boogie, tap it, tap it. Oh, wait, get down, get down, get down. Hey, what's happening, Mom? Say, Pop.
Hey. Lionel, I thought you were still sleeping. What time did you get home last night?
Well, what time is it now?
7:30.
7:30?
You mean you were just getting in?
Hey, it was a good party, Mom. Must have been a damn good party.
Don't you have no consideration for your mother staying out all night?
Hey, Mom, you didn't even know I was out.
Well, if I'd have known, I'd have been worried sick.
Okay, next time I tell you so you can worry. Don't be getting small with your mother.
What can a 22-year-old do at a party until 7:30 in the morning?
Same as a 45-year-old, except he doesn't get as tired.
George, speak to your son.
All right. Listen, Lionel.
Hey, look, Pop, if it bothers you, I won't go to any more all-night parties, all right?
Good. See, that's all you gotta do.
Too bad, though. I was just getting to know Clarence Jackson, the third.
The Clarence Jackson, the third?
Mm-hmm.
Clarence Jackson, the third, with the first and second on a chain of five and tens?
Yeah, he was at the party.
Woo! Weezy, his family is so rich, they got white maids just to pick up after the black maids.
Well, I don't know about that, Pop, but the dude is a real jazz freak, you know? Like, I told him about a couple of places in the village you never heard of. Hey, man, we was really getting tight, you know? Like, he was hanging on every word I said. Hey, Pop, I was the life of the party.
Clarence Jackson III. What do you know, Wheezy? The Jeffersons done arrived.
Oh, and Dick, I miss Clarence. Oh, we call him Three for short. Anyway, he's an all right dude, you know? And I used to think people like that were snobs.
No, look, don't let me hear you talking like that. Snob is a poor man's word. When you get rich, there are no snobs. You know why?
Why?
Of course, when you got money, you're better than everybody else.
Do you honestly believe what you just said?
No, but it's got to be something to it, because I said it. Your mother doesn't understand these things. But see, you making the right context and meeting the right people, that's important.
Couldn't hurt.
Later, Pa. How about that? My son is friends with a millionaire.
And your wife is married to an idiot.
What's your problem now, woman?
You can't see further than them dollar signs in your eyes. And look what it's doing to life.
What's it doing to him?
We didn't raise our son to be a playboy.
Even Grandpa Walton is a playboy to you. The name Jefferson is going to mean something in this town. We're on our way up.
Well, don't forget where you came from, J. Paul Ghetto.
Watch it. Now that we're in the chips, we're going to have to all make new friends. And we can pick them from the cream of the crop.
There's a switch. Three generations ago, the only crop the Jeffersons were picking was cotton.
Well, I got wise. You can make a hell of a lot more money out of cotton when you're cleaning it and pressing it.
George, you're giving our son all the wrong values. You don't know this Clarence Jackson he's mixing with.
It don't matter, he's rich.
I don't want money to ruin Lionel.
Don't worry, it won't.
Did it ruin me?
I gotta get dressed and open the store.
When you're down there, why don't you get your hat blocked and leave your head in it? Oh, hello, Jenny. Come in.
Good morning, Mrs. Jefferson.
Lionel, Jenny is here. Would you care for some coffee?
No, thanks. We're going to be late for class.
Morning, sweetheart.
Lionel, you're not even dressed.
Yeah, well, I figured I'd pass on school today.
What? Well, why?
Because he was up all night, being the life of the party.
Really went to that party without me, huh?
Hey, look, I asked you. You said you didn't want to go.
I couldn't. Were there many girls there?
Well, it was hard to tell. You know, they just kept jumping out the cake.
How many girls?
Oh, well, let me see. Near as I could figure, there were 6 girls, 5 dudes, and 1 that could have gone either way. Hey, look, it was fun. You should have been there.
Yeah, well, I had to hit my books.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you stay home today? We'll have a little party of our own.
Lionel, look, you know you shouldn't be fooling around this close to exams.
Well, what better time to fool around? It takes the pressure off.
I'm serious.
See, you always serious. Why don't you relax? You know, have some fun. I mean, you're supposed to enjoy life, not worry about it.
Oh, wait a minute now. I don't need any lectures from you.
Well, I'm only trying to help. I mean, you know what they say? All work and no play makes Jenny a dull girl.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I say? All play and no work makes Lionel a dummy.
Hey, well, look here. You ain't got to go off. You know, hey, look, Jenny.
Okay, honest. Lionel, cutting class like this is not going to help your grades.
Hey, girl, will you stop being such a drag? You know you ain't my mother.
Well, I'm your mother. And I don't want you skipping school today.
Hey, look, I had a long night, all right, Mom?
Yeah, but you've got a diploma to get.
It's just a piece of paper.
It's a piece of paper that no Jefferson ever got before, and you are going to get one.
Who's that at the door?
Jenny.
Oh, Jenny with the light white dad? Was she coming or going?
Going.
Good. And I got to get out of work.
But, George, we've got a problem here.
Not now, Weez. I gotta go. Bye.
Well, that's one good thing I can say about your father. He's never too busy to say goodbye.
No, you ain't got no problem. See, your son is simply going up in the world. That's all.
So does a bag full of hot air.
Well, you didn't
so mad about? I mean, I'm only doing what Pop said. What's the good of being rich if you're gonna act poor?
Good night, Mom.
Good night? What about school?
Well, what about it? I mean, you act like you want that degree more than I do.
I got a space on the wall all picked out for it. And when you bring that diploma home, we are gonna mount it, we are gonna frame it, and if we can, we'll even stuff it.
Yeah, well, as a matter of
fact. And don't say it.
Hey, you got my life all planned out, don't you?
What?
Well, I mean, what's the big rush? Maybe I don't want to be an engineer. You know, there ain't no big hurry to decide what I do with the rest of my life.
Well, what's gotten into you, Lionel?
Nothing. Why?
You are flying a little too high, Mr. Jet said. Time to come down to earth. And I don't want you skipping school anymore, either.
Hey, well, you know, that just could be the problem, because I've been thinking about dropping out for a while. Maybe indefinitely.
What? And throw away your whole future?
Look, no, I'm not. There's a whole lot of things to do in this world. Who knows what I could be?
Watch out. You might go from a could-be to a has-been without ever being an is. How far do you think you'll get without a college degree?
Who knows? Look, there's a lot of opportunities out there now, Mom. I'd just like to take a shot at it.
At what? Lionel, you need an education out there. You need brains.
Yeah, well, maybe you do and maybe you don't.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, look at Pop. I mean, he made it to the top without an education. Matter of fact, he made it without any brains.
Handkerchief stew tonight.
What's the matter?
What did I do now?
Nothing.
Then why are you crying? My mother was here today, huh? Now, look, can't you just tell me the suit ain't drip dry?
Oh, George, I hit him. I hit Lionel.
What? Why?
I don't know. One minute we were talking, and the next minute I couldn't control myself. Oh, George, I feel terrible.
Oh, come on, Wheezy. You know you wouldn't hurt a fly. He must have been asking for it.
But you don't understand. I've never hit him before. Does that make me a bad mother?
Well, depends on what you hit him with.
All the time he was growing up, I never laid a hand on him.
No, you always made me do it.
Oh, George, I'll bet he hates me now.
Oh, come on, Wheezy. Kids don't hate their parents for hitting them. Look at me.
You mean your mother hit you?
Never. But my father, now there was a puncher. Of course, he only hit you when he had a good reason. Like if you asked him to pass the butter, whack! If you said hello when he wasn't ready for it, that was good for two shots, whack, whack! And asking him for money, hoo, 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 hoo. Instant Blue Cross.
And you didn't hold it against him?
No, are you kidding? I love that man. I wouldn't get within 10 feet of him.
Oh, I still shouldn't have hit Lionel. But he made me so mad when he started talking about quitting school.
Quitting school?
And that superior attitude.
No, wait, wait, say that again.
That superior attitude.
No, 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 no. The part about quitting school. Who's quitting school?
Lionel, he was talking
about... I'll kill him. I'll tear him. Where the hell did he get the idea of quitting school?
From you.
From me?
I told you, George, it's the money. It's making us all do things we never did before. Oh, I wish we didn't have it.
Louise, she didn't mean that. Where is he?
I don't know. He threw on his clothes and ran out of the house, and he's been gone all day. I've called everywhere. Not even Jenny knows where he is. Oh, George, I'm very worried.
Well, don't be. Wherever he is a lot safer than if he was to walk through that door right now.
If I only knew where he was, I would feel better. Oh, I shouldn't have hit him.
You're right. It's my turn.
No more fighting.
Get your butt in here! I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, won't my butt do? Good evening, Mrs. Jefferson. I'm sorry I'm late.
Late for what?
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, about a month.
Yes. See, I'd meant to share this with you on that happy occasion, but something unexpected came up.
What was it?
The floor. I passed out. I was down before Guy Lombardo even reached the bandstand. I was down before the ball was up.
Brent, you might have scribbled something, so if you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all. You go right about your business. I'll go and open up the bubbly. As Mother always said, no sense wasting a good chill.
Louise, will you?
Oh, actually, Mother couldn't have said that because she never drank. However, she did take a pinch of my father's snuff now and then. Every time she sneezed, she dusted an entire room.
Louise, will you get rid of him?
He's our guest.
He's your guest. Lose him.
A jolly good.
It's hard to believe that somewhere on this earth there's a whole country full of them.
Here we are, then. Nothing like a drop of the old champagners, eh? 1969 was a very good year. Oh, not for Nanny, though. She died. To Nanny. Oh, dear, I've only brought three glasses. Will Lionel be with us?
Not for long.
No, he's out for the evening.
Oh, that's too bad. Nice fellow, Lionel. Though I must say, we had the strangest conversation this morning.
What was strange about it?
I was the only one talking. I said, good morning, and he didn't answer, so I tried, goodbye, but by then he was gone. Oh, would you like to hear the most marvelous joke the Russian ambassador told me today?
Where could Lionel be?
It seems this Russian father came home one night, and he couldn't find his little son anywhere. So he asked his distraught wife where the little fellow was, and she replied with tears in her eyes that the secret police had come and taken the boy away to the salt mines of Siberia, to which the father replied, "Oh, thank goodness, for a moment I thought he'd run away." Strange, it got very big laughs in Russian. Well, nastarovya.
Nice to know you too.
When you're sitting alone in your room, time for a holiday.
I figured you'd be here.
Big finish coming up. Only a cabaret or jump. So come to the cabaret. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna take a pause for a word of talk.
Thank you, my man. Oh, yeah, let me have another scotch soda and a glass of wine for the lady.
No thanks, big spender.
Oh, I forgot you on duty school night, huh?
No, I just don't drink with strangers. See, I'm looking for a guy named Lionel Jefferson. You know, you look like him. Well, I take that back. You got a much bigger head. Lionel, where you been? Your mother's going crazy. I mean, she's been calling all over town.
I'm calling a little while.
Oh, well, all right. As long as there's no rush, why don't you drop her a postcard, say, in a day or two?
Hey, look, Jenny, don't you understand? Life is opening up for me. I mean, I'm getting around, I'm finding myself.
But you're losing everything else. Your future, your plans, me.
Hey, Jenny.
Your mother says you're even thinking of dropping out of school.
Well, why not? You know what they call a dude today with an engineering degree? An unemployed engineer.
Okay, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. Hang out for a while, kind of go where the wind blows.
Well, be careful. That's how garbage collects in corners.
Will you cut that? Look, nothing has to change between us. I mean, with the people I've been meeting, I've got it made. I'm on my way to the top.
come along if you like.
Me? You mean you want little nobody me up at the top? Well, I'm sorry, I wouldn't know what to wear.
Yeah, well, see, that's why you need me around.
That's what you think. Honey, if you're God's gift to the world, lead me to the exchange counter.
All right, how about if I say you're right and I'm wrong? Will that make you happy?
Ecstatic.
Okay, you're right and I'm wrong. All right, you delivered your message, sweetheart, so why don't you just run along?
Why don't you go to hell?
Hey, partner, can I play something special for you?
Yeah, how about what kind of fool am I?
One task for all, one life for each to give. What stands if freedom falls? Who dies if England fails? Oh, dear. Oh, I've broken into poem. No, it's time to leave.
Oh, do you have to? Oh, what a shame.
Suppose I could do one more.
Save it for next New Year's Eve. Mom.
Hello, George.
I have eaten your bread and salt. I have drunk your water and wine. The deaths he died, I have watched. And the lives he led. Rudyard Kipling!
Mom, what are you doing out this time of night?
I've been worried about Lionel ever since Louise called. Has he come home yet?
No, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
You know when a boy starts acting disrespectful, that means he wasn't raised right.
Why don't you speak to your son?
I did, but he got married anyway.
George, will you please speak to your mother? Because I'm in no mood.
And I certainly wouldn't be having a party if my George had been missing the whole day.
No, you could find him easy. All you'd have to do is look at the end of your apron.
Now listen.
Lionel!
Where have you been?
I don't want to talk about it now, okay, Pop?
Hold it there. We're going to talk about it right now.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
Lionel, one, you want to finish your school. Pop, two, will you leave me alone?
George, can't this wait until tomorrow morning? Lionel will feel better then.
No way. We're going to talk this out right now.
But he's so upset. I've never hit the boy before.
He beats him, too?
Oh, that ain't your spot, Mom. That's where Jenny hit me.
Jenny beats him, too?
Yeah, you know, it's getting to be a big thing around here nowadays. Now, look, will you all meet for tonight? Will you all just leave me to hell alone?
No! Lionel, come back here. Lionel, you come right back here. Lionel, I never hit my son in my life. Your father's daddy hit him.
Amen to that.
Lionel, the way you're acting tonight...
Hey, I don't want to hear about it tonight, all right, Grandma?
I'm about to hit my grandson.
I didn't mean to get you all upset, Grandma.
Mom, Pop, look, could I get by without a hassle tonight? I was wrong about school and everything. I'm sorry, okay?
That's my boy.
He's half mine too, you know.
Hey, Pop.
Well, I'm gonna go upstairs and talk to Jenny.
You do that, son. Oh, and Lionel, we really are very proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but you know something, Mom? It ain't all that hard to get turned around. Especially when you're getting your brains beat out.
Louise!
Pop, look, I got something to ask the two of you.
What?
Okay, now I want an honest answer because I'm old enough to know.
Old enough to know what?
All right, I caused you a lot of problems, and I'm the only child you ever had.
Yeah?
Okay, honestly now, did you really want me or was I a mistake? Both.
Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.